The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, or nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, hi, everyone. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg. Welcome back to our program, From No Fault of Your Own. As you know, it's our goal to give you an insider's view of bringing and proceeding with various types of personal injury actions caused by the negligence of some other party. And among these areas that we have explored and we will continue to explore are car accidents, trip and slip and falls, construction accidents, medical malpractice, dog bites, nursing home neglect, products liability, and really many, many other circumstances of the negligence of a party and or a corporation and the serious injuries that often occur. And through our journey together, hopefully we can remove some of the mystery and uncertainty and help you feel empowered, knowledgeable, and confident in the process. We are live today, folks. So if you have a question regarding personal injury, that's any question, don't be embarrassed. We'd love to hear from you. You can call the studio at 631-451-1039. It would be my privilege to answer your questions about personal injury. I am here alone today. Amanda Spinner is off gallivanting. Actually, she has some important business of her own, so she won't be with me today. So you get to hear me and me alone, and hopefully our great guest here today, we'll have him on soon, Tom Dow Sr., and he's going to talk about chiropractic and different modalities of treatment and how we could get you better and why and when you should go see a doctor and how you should go through the whole process. Before we do that, I have a couple of shout outs. First of all, I want to say thank you to my amazing wife, Lauren Auerbach. 36 years, Mrs. Auerbach, as of June 15th of this past year, and she's put up with me and my shenanigans, and I'm really so blessed, most amazing woman you could ever believe that anyone could have, and God has blessed me with you. So thank you, honey. Love you, honey. Also got my great friend Vanessa out there. She's listening, and she's just an amazing person and so glad to have you in our life. We have a special shout-out, actually, to my great friend Don out in Syosset. Don knows who he is. Don actually and I and a bunch of people, we went to Israel. We talked to you about the Israel trip, and we went there with his beautiful wife, Marianne. Boy, Don, I got to tell you, Don, you have, I don't know what you did, Don, to get a beautiful wife like that, but you did something well. All kidding aside, it's Marianne's birthday. And so we want to wish you, Marianne, an amazing birthday. In Israel, as you recall, we had much and many, many times we had many meals of falafel, schnitzel, and shawarma. That's right. Really good food, folks, if you ever want to do it. And I wish you, Marianne, the best shawarma, schnitzel, and falafel life that you can have. And we just love seeing you. We love being with you. And we just ask you to have a blessed birthday. And make sure, Don, you take that beautiful lady out to someplace great. And she'll be checking in and telling us. And if you don't, Don, we will report it to our listeners. So, folks, we're just really glad to be back here with you today. We have back on the show here today Thomas Dow Sr. Tom has been on the show before. And Dr. Dow is a chiropractor who really, really is one of the doctors that I have to tell you gets it, because he's one of the doctors that listens to his patients and he stays up with the times. He makes sure that he's at the place where he can get you better He has an open mind to different modalities as they come up. And he's a person who really pays attention to the details. And I can tell you that any of my clients that have treated at his office speak so highly of him. I've actually never had a complaint that's come back. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing because that means that people are getting better. They're improving from what they had as a serious injury and they're getting back to their lives, hopefully as it was before. And if not, at least as close as he can get them to that. So without further ado, Dr. Dow, are you out there?
I am. Good afternoon. How are we doing, Ken?
We're doing great. So if you can stay close, I know you're not in the studio today, to that phone so we could hear you nice and loud. That would be a really good thing. And So Dr. Dow, we've had you on the show before. So why don't we just kind of recap a couple of things that we've talked about. Where is your practice and tell us what your practice actually involves?
Sure. So we have two locations, one in Melville and one in Islandia. And they are both what are called multidiscipline practices, which means we've assembled a team of healthcare practitioners to work together for the benefit of the patient. We have chiropractic at our locations. We have physical therapy, orthopedic surgeons. We have pain management. We have all types of electrodiagnostic testing. And really, the team on a daily basis consults with each other regarding our patients to coordinate and give the patients the best care and best diagnostic workup possible.
Now, where is your practice located?
So in Melville, we're on Route 110, 535 Broad Hollow Road. In Islandia, we're at 1050 Old Nichols Road, which is as soon as you get off the LIE and head south, where the first building on the right side.
Well, that's great because that's centrally located. And I can tell you that a lot of times people like to actually go to the doctor, sometimes on their way to work or on the way back from work. And since you're kind of centrally located in the island, oftentimes people are traveling near the Long Island Expressway. And it allows them to go ahead and make sure they get the proper treatment, but also be able to get in there and see you and have their appointments. So let's talk about this multidiscipline approach. So you said that if someone comes to your practice, that they can get different types of treatment for their injuries. And sometimes a person's injuries require different types of treatment. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only do they require different types of treatment, but they require different types of treatment at specific times. So there's a time when a person in their treatment plan will need a therapist. There's a time when they'll need a chiropractor. There's a time where they'll need pain management. And there may come a time where they need a surgeon referral if the case warrants it.
So when you say there's a time, I think that's a really interesting point. And there are many times that I have found that a client will go to a doctor, they'll find a doctor, and the doctor might be great, but they really need some involvement or maybe a different discipline. And that doctor, again, doesn't deal with some other area of treatment and really doesn't kind of either get the timing or know the timing. And in your practice, what you're telling our listeners is that everything happens basically through the offices so that you folks, you're actually watching out for that, and you're looking to see, does this person need a treatment or an appointment or a consultation with a different type of treatment, and they don't have to be guessing at it, and they otherwise won't miss some treatment that they may need to get better. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, when I came up with this concept many, many, many years ago, what was reported to me in my early years of practice, you know, when they had the horse and buggies, no, I'm only kidding, is that, you know, the patients just came in a lot very confused. And to this day, patients, their biggest problem is confusion, conflicting opinions, not knowing which way to turn. For instance, if there's any listeners out there, if you've ever had a car accident or you've ever had a medical condition, it's very common that you go to one practitioner. That practitioner will give you their opinion. You then go to another practitioner or another specialty. They'll give you their opinion saying you should do this and not that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems that, you know, a lot of times individual practices, which are not multidisciplined, are pigeonholed into just really what they focus on and do. And that really creates a problem because it confuses the patient because they don't know which way to turn. They don't have anybody, as I put it, they don't have a general in charge of the war. And the analogy I like to use is if you have a war and you have the blue soldiers and you have the red soldiers and all of a sudden they attack each other and they're on opposite sides of the mountain, is that it's going to be chaos.
You know, I think that's really good. I want to pick this up on the other side of the commercial break because I do believe this is a major issue. There's a communication breakdown or lack of communication, and now the patient has this feeling that they're lost. They don't know what to do, who to turn to, and I really want to pick up on the other side. So really glad that you're here. You're on our program from No Fault of Your Own. We're talking about the most current issues in personal injury, and we will see you on the other side when we're back with the great Dr. Thomas Dow Sr. Well, welcome back to our program. If you're just joining us, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program from No Fault of Your Own. We are live today, and we're exploring the most important issues in personal injury caused by accidents. If you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, you can contact us at MyInjuryLI.com or call 631-654-4900. That's MyInjuryLI.com or call 631-654-4900. If you do call into the studio, you can call at 631-451-0039. That's 631-451-1039. We are live. Be glad to answer any questions you may have on personal injury. And if you do call in, you'll get one of our great From No Fault of Your Own t-shirts. Personally designed by my partner, they are really sweet, and they're going fast and furious. So we'd love to give you a t-shirt, and we would be privileged, really, to fight to get you justice. And if you need to get us, please don't hesitate. Get us at MyInjuryLI.com or call 631-654-4900. All of our personal injury cases have a free consultation. Doesn't cost you a dime when you consult with us. And if we do take your case on a personal injury case, it's all on a contingency, folks. We'll lay out any expenses, and the fee will be all on a contingency. It will not cost you a dime unless we make a recovery. And we'll lay out the expenses. And if we don't make a recovery, you will not have to pay those back either. So please listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. And those consultations, folks, we will come to you. We'll come to a medical facility. We'll make ourselves available after 5 o'clock. Sometimes people could be seriously hurt, but they're still working because that's what people have to do to live, right? And we know it's expensive to live here in Long Island. Certainly doesn't mean because you have to go to work, you may have a sedentary job, that you don't have a serious injury, and it could be caused by all kinds of things. It could be a motor vehicle accident. It could be caused by a trip and fall, a construction accident, slip and fall, nursing home neglect situations involving your family. So all different types of things. We're here for you. So we are back in the program. We have Dr. Thomas Dow Sr., and he's really a font of a lot of information, a lot of good information, and his practice really has been extraordinary, and it's extraordinary in terms of looking to get solutions for people, making them better, and also caring about people. I really think it's important, folks. If you go to a facility, it shouldn't just be about someone collecting money. It should be because they do care about you, and there's a relationship there that they want you to get better, and they want you to be able to go ahead and get back to your life the way it was, or at the very least, get you to the best possible place they can get you. And that's been my experience with Dr. Thomas Dow Sr. And his practice, and his what he said is a multidiscipline practice. So that means, as he was saying, you don't have to go to 4 or 5 facilities possibly. If there's different types of treatment that they think will work. So let's say, as an example, let's say you have a neck or back injury, but they believe that there's a possibility that you may need some kind of pain management, or you may need, in addition to chiropractic, you may also need some type of surgical intervention, and there's different types. You may need epidurals. You may need maybe something to be done about a different body part other than the spine that typically a chiropractor will treat, such as a shoulder or a knee. Well, they have doctors, they have experts, they have people that care about you that could deal with it there. And then you're not going to be jumping around like a jelly bean. And a lot of people, when that happens, I found tend to either stop treating or don't do what they need to do and get the treatment to get better. So that's one of the reasons why I really love Dr. Dow's practice and what really they do and how they do it. So Dr. Dow, you back with us?
I'm here, yes, sir. Thank you, Ken.
Oh, yeah. So it's really, you know, it's interesting that you were talking about this whole idea about having a multidiscipline and where a person practice and person doesn't have to jump from practice to practice, because one of the things that I find in healthcare is a place where things go awry is where there's a lack of coordination and communication. Do you think that that's an important thing? And do you think that having the kind of practice you have when you're treating people eliminates some of that?
Well, yes, it totally eliminates it. So let me give you an example when we left off before. So if you have a war between the red soldiers and the blue soldiers, and they're both on opposite sides of a mountain, and the goal is to get to the top of that mountain, put up your flag saying you won the war. So if you just have soldiers that go up that mountain, they each have their own individual agenda and path and way that they get up to that mountain to put the flag up there. There's no coordination. There's no plan. There's no strategy. As opposed to if you have both sides, they have captains, they have sergeants, they have generals. So you could take one group of soldiers and go up one path, another group of soldiers go up another path, and they can flank the other group. There's a strategy. There's coordination. And the end result is going to be a better result than mass chaos is if there is no coordination.
So basically, the analogy that you're given with those soldiers is the idea that in treating yourself and getting treatment to get better, that you have more than one person potentially involved in that process. And there's different types of medical providers. And if they're pulling the rope away versus pulling it together, that makes a big difference.
Exactly. And here's a perfect example of what the analogy of what I'm talking about. So when you come to one of our facilities, you meet with either myself or one of the chiropractors who we call the quarterback. We do a complete, full chiropractic, orthopedic, neurological evaluation, probably take x-rays in your face first visit. And then you come back for your second visit for what's called your doctor's report. You sit down with us. We go over everything that we found as well as a plan for further diagnostic testing so we can really uncover what the true cause is of the symptoms that our patients have. We may order MRI films. We may order electrodiagnostic testing. We may order other things. Now we get a total picture of what's going on. And now is when we start to refer to people inside under our roof for the different things that will help the patient. So example, patient comes in. They have a whiplash injury in their neck. We examine them. We find that they have vertebrae shifted out of position, pinching nerves in their neck. We call that a subluxation. We then have them undergo a treatment plan of chiropractic to gently adjust the bones back into place, to unpinch the nerves, to allow the body to have its normal biomechanics again. Now, along the way, we're also probably going to recommend physical therapy, electrical muscle stimulation, massage, heat, cold. That relaxes the muscles and relaxes the body part to make it easier for the chiropractor to go in there and make his adjustment. He doesn't need as much force. So one discipline is helping the other. Now, when the patient now gets to a certain point and the adjustments work pretty well, the alignment is getting pretty well, now the physical therapy department is going to bring along exercises that they're going to have them do in the facility here, supervised, to make sure that we now make the muscles stronger to hold the bones in place now that we've got them back where they belong. So as you can see, if a patient went to a physical therapist alone, another facility where they went to a chiropractor, one discipline is going to tell them that that's what they need, and the patient's confused. Do I need chiropractic? Do I need physical therapy? They're both telling me this is all I need, when in fact they really need both at the right place and the right time.
That's very interesting.
And if they go,
if they go to
separate locations, the patient's walking in the physical therapist's office with bone subluxations, which are out of place. They're getting heat and stim and modalities to make them feel better, and then exercise at the same time to reinforce the muscles and make them stronger to hold the bones out of place, which haven't been corrected yet.
So that's really interesting. So and then I've had this conversation with people. So where the chiropractor is, the spine should be aligned in a certain way, right? It's sort of a reverse S,
correct, right?
And if the spine is not aligned and the bones aren't aligned in the proper positioning, you going ahead and doing exercise and trying to strengthen ligaments or tendons, the bottom line is the spine isn't in its right place. So you're really not going to ever repair it properly and get it right until you get the spine aligned first. And
correct, you're
doing that with the hopes that after you do that, you could then get strengthening exercises and strengthening so that the ligaments and the muscles and everything could hold it in the proper place. So very interesting. Well, listen, we got to take a commercial break here. We'll be back in several minutes. We really would love to have you back on the other side, Dr. Dow, and let's really talk. Let's dig into these modalities. So thank you for being on a program from No Fault of Your Own. We'll see you on the other side. Well, hi, this is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured from no fault of their own, please contact Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Whether auto or work-related, slip and fall, trip and fall, construction accidents, dog bite, medical malpractice, or nursing home neglect, or various other types of negligence, please contact me at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I will represent you with integrity and passion. Living in pain from no fault of your own can be emotionally and physically detrimental and affect all aspects of your life. Please contact me, Ken Auerbach, at Cartier Bernstein Auerbach in Steinberg by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 for an immediate and free consultation and the support and representation you deserve. Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program from No Fault of Your Own. We are live today when we're exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. If you have a question, please give us a call in the studio right now at 631-451-1039. And if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. I would be privileged, along with my entire staff, to get you and fight for justice. And please, also, all of our consultations are free on personal injury cases. We'll come to you. We'll go to a medical facility. We'll see you after hours. We want to make it as easy as possible for you. And, of course, we have our offices. And we have offices, our main office in Patchogue, but we have offices that we can see you in Nassau and Suffolk County and across the five boroughs. And also listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues on our program from No Fault of Your Own. Now, we're back with the great doctor, Dr. Thomas Dow Sr. Dr. Dow, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right. Yeah, so just to finish up what we were talking about before, so if they go to physical therapy without getting their spine corrected first, they're reinforcing and doing exercise to support abnormal structure. Likewise, if they just go to a chiropractor and all they do is keep getting adjusted, they'll have to do that for forever and ever and ever because they're not doing anything to make the muscle stronger to hold the new vertebral positions in place.
So you're now coming up with a permanent solution when you're doing it piecemeal.
Exactly. So in a multidiscipline facility such as ours, a typical treatment plan would be to get your chiropractic treatment and spinal correction done, if it's a spinal problem, first, with the appropriate modalities, stim, heat, massage. There are some tough cases, actually, where the chiropractor has a real difficult time adjusting the patient because the amount of spasm and the amount of pain people are in. So we also have a pain management group here in our office where sometimes a trigger point injection from the pain management people helps break that spasm and pain cycle. So we're now able to more easily adjust these vertebrae back into position with much less discomfort and spasm.
So what is a trigger point injection? Let's kind of make that clear so our listeners can hear about it.
Sure. So trigger points are areas of lactic acid buildup within the muscles, which occur either after extreme exercise or after injury to a muscle. Those lactic acid nodules that develop in the muscle act as like splinters in the muscle, which cause local point tenderness at that point where they form, and then can cause spasm and just general a lot of discomfort. And so what these trigger point injections do is they inject them into the area, which sedates them and calms them down and gets them to a point where it relieves the patient's pain and enables the chiropractor and the other practitioners to move forward with their treatment plan.
You know, that's interesting because I think sometimes when doctors are not paying attention, they sort of get into the mindset of, I'm going to just do this treatment irrespective of the fact that it's really causing discomfort to this patient. And when the patient tells you it's causing you discomfort, I think a doctor should really listen to that and should try to make it as pain-free as possible. I understand there's going to be difficult moments, but sometimes, I've had clients, they've gone to a chiropractor, they don't have a discipline or a practice, I should say, that's multidisciplined, so the doctor isn't thinking outside of their own discipline. And now the patient goes in there, they get adjusted in part of their body that's in spasm, that's really hurting.
Yep.
And, it creates a lot of pain physically, but it also traumatizes them. And I've had it, Doc, where they're like, you know what? I'm not going back there. I'm not doing that. And I know that probably it's a really good discipline maybe to make them better and get them better, but because the doctor wasn't paying attention to it, to their pain level, and didn't consider some of the things you're talking about where, well, you know, maybe I need to do something else before I do a spinal adjustment on them. Maybe we have to release some of the tension in the, in the muscle and go ahead and have the pain management portion of the practice or of the facility relieve some of that, soften that up, and now you could go in and do something that you know is necessary because you got to get that spine aligned, but that person isn't going to be in horrific pain.
Right, and I want to tell you, this may sound crazy, but it's really the truth, and not many practitioners will probably tell you this, is that the main reason why solo practitioners who don't have multidisciplinary practices will basically take the physician, this is what you need, sometimes this is all you need, this is what's going to get you better, is because they're afraid of losing the patient. They're afraid that if they refer that patient out somewhere else, to what is their competition, that the patient may get so much better pain relief from where they went that they might lose the patient.
You know, that is something, and I got to tell you, my experience is that I've seen that out there. I really have seen that out there, and what's concerning about that is I've seen it where that patient now was maybe adjusted, and they were in spasm. And that patient, no matter what, will not go back to that chiropractor to get readjusted, to get permanently at least aligned. So now you can do those other treatments that you talked about to strengthen the muscles and the tendons and all that. And that's a real problem.
Right. So what I like to describe this as, in our facilities, we have collaboration and consultation where if you go outside, you have competition. So constant collaboration as opposed to competition is what takes place in our facilities.
Well, I think that's really the way medicine should be. You know, I've had other doctors on this program too that have talked about that being a real problem in different settings, problem in settings of outside practices, problem in settings also actually right within the hospitals. And, yep. I've had cases, I've had medical malpractice cases that in my brain, I feel strongly that the reason that there was medical malpractice was that particular doctor was unwilling to bring in a different discipline, someone else that would be involved in it to take another look at it, evaluate it, or supplement the treatment that patient was getting, and as a result of that, something went bad. And to me, you know, I always say with my clients, it's about the client. You know, it's about the client. If I'm not the right lawyer to handle something, I don't go ahead and tell the client, hey, I could do that, all right? I'll try to find you somebody that does it, all right? If you have a personal injury case, I'm the right guy, okay? And there are other fine personal injury lawyers out there, so I'm not taking the position there's no one out there. But just like in the medical field, there are times when you're just not in the right place and you need to be in the right place. You need to have someone that cares. I had a patient the other day, actually a client the other day, I should say, and the client said to me in our conversation, she said, you know, the lawyer is always yelling at me. And she says, you don't do that. And I said, well, nobody should be yelling at you. I mean, obviously, you need to get information. And if you're not seeing something clearly, the lawyer needs to say it clearly. The lawyer sometimes needs to be firm with you and say, you know, you're really not doing the right thing by yourself. But treat everybody with respect, listen, communicate. And to me, I think that's really a critical part of the practice that is missing oftentimes. And you're telling us that in the medical field and in the field of treating a patient from a trauma, from a car accident, from a trip and fall, from a construction accident, that's something that is can be ignored, shouldn't be ignored, and you need to be in a practice that is going to be paying attention and is not self-serving, isn't putting itself before the patient. And folks, there are there are practices that honestly I could say I've looked at it and I've thought, why didn't this patient get sent for a test? Why didn't they get an MRI? Why didn't they get sent to a different discipline, a neurologist? You know, something came up and now it wasn't done. And now it's problematical because maybe their insurance company tries to cut off their benefits and it's too late, or it's too late to get you to the place where you need to be. So we're going to get Dr. Dow back on the other side. And Dr. Dow's really given us some really good information, some inside information that we probably wouldn't hear anyplace else. So thank you for being on our program From No Fault of Your Own. We'll see you on the other side. Well, welcome back to our program. If you're just joining us, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program From No Fault of Your Own, where we are exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. If you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. It really would be our privilege to fight to get you justice. It would be my privilege to at least speak to you and see if you have a viable claim, and if I could help you try to get fair and adequate compensation. And always our consultations are free on personal injury cases. If you do retain us, it does not cost you anything on a personal injury case. It's all on a contingency, and we'll lay out the expenses. And if we're not successful, you don't have to pay those back either. So listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we explore these issues on our program From No Fault of Your Own. So we're back with Dr. Dow. Dr. Dow, I really appreciate it. You know, it's sort of the elephant that's in the room sometimes that people are afraid to talk about, right? This idea that, you know, maybe you went to a practice and this person doesn't feel free because they're trying to hold on to you because they're afraid they're going to lose the patient. And now they're maybe a sole practitioner. They're not as comfortable talking with people in other disciplines and referring to people in other disciplines. And now that person doesn't get the proper treatment. And that's not the case in your practice because you're not fighting each other. You're working together, correct?
Right. And don't get me wrong. There's many, many good practitioners in solo practices out there who do the right thing all the time and refer to people as they should. But like I said, once everyone is under one roof and we're talking together every day about you, the patient, that never happens outside. If you go to many different people, they never pick up the phone and talk to one another.
Well, I got to agree with you on this. There are practices that my patients have gone to, individual doctors, and they're not a multidiscipline, and they do a tremendous job, and they have no problem referring out. They have no problem sending somebody to a place where they can get better. But the reality is that there are some practices that seem to be more reluctant and resistant to that. And I think it's important that, you know, we get that out there so that if someone goes to a practice and they feel like, hey, I'm not getting better, but I haven't been sent to a different discipline. Maybe, you know, why haven't I been sent to pain management and I'm in a lot of pain as I'm being adjusted? Or why haven't I been sent possibly to a neurologist or to a spinal surgeon for evaluation at some point? Then, you know, you can ask that question. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, you may be in a great facility or you may be in a facility that for whatever reasons is not getting you to the place where you have to get to. And ultimately, the place is getting better. And I tell my clients that's what I want them to get. Their job is to get better. I just spoke to a woman today, actually, on a severe, serious trip and fall. And she has a severe fracture and I believe clearly negligence on the part of the defendant. And I told her. I said, you don't have to focus on the case. We'll take care of that. You relax. We will take care of that. Your job is to get better. And so tell us a little bit about
I'd like to just make one other point with the audience that this is really how I would treat my family. And by the way, every one of our patients becomes a member of our family. So they're all treated just like you're a family member. But the way our model is, always the most conservative treatment first and the least invasive, and we gradually work our way up, if need be, to the other more invasive procedures and if what we're doing conservatively isn't getting the result we're asking for. So as an example, a patient will start with physical therapy and chiropractic. They'll see pain management. Again, only if it's medically necessary. We just don't send people somewhere just to send them there. There has to be medical necessity to refer to another specialty to aid in the treatment plan.
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. So what happens that I've seen is people, they'll go to the hospital. They're in an accident, and they go to the hospital. They're not feeling great. You know, maybe their neck hurt or back hurts, or maybe it doesn't hurt that much. But they get to the hospital. The hospital goes ahead and does an X-ray, right? An X-ray of the spine. And they say, okay, well, you know, nothing's broken. And as if that's an indication that the person doesn't have a serious injury. And so could you comment on that a little bit? Because I think that's important. Yeah. That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. So hospitals are, I don't want to say more concerned, but they're more focused on the life and death situations, which are walking in and out of there every day. The heart attacks, the lacerations, the people. We're going through some very serious stuff that they need to prioritize. When somebody walks in after a car accident, unless they're bleeding, unless they have a head injury possibly, if they just have neck pain or low back pain, that's the typical treatment. Examination, x-rays, discharge, and say, hey, guess what? You're going to be sore for a few days. If it's still sore, go consult with a doctor. And honestly, if you break a bone, I tell my audience, when you break a bone, 99% of them heal as good as new or better. But when you have a soft tissue injury, a whiplash, a low back injury, a shoulder injury, they never, ever heal as good as new.
So when you say soft tissue, compare that to bone. So soft tissue involves?
Soft tissue, muscle, ligament, cartilage. You know, when those structures are torn or damaged, there's no blood flow to them, hardly any blood flow to them. So they're not going to heal. They're not going to repair.
Interesting.
So you have to do things. You have to do things to strengthen muscles around them, to support them, what's not being supported naturally anymore. But the most important thing, I really want to get this to the audience, is you want to go to, if you don't come to our facility, you want to go to a facility where their belief system is conservative, non-invasive. We try everything there is there first, and gradually, if that doesn't work, work our way up. So, for instance, people will do chiro, they'll do PT, they'll do some massage, they'll do pain management. If that doesn't do well, and they have disc herniations, we'll send them to a spinal surgeon. Spinal surgeon will say, you know what, thank you for sending me the client. Let's continue with chiropractic. Let's continue with physical therapy. They don't just jump right into operating on the patient and cutting them. They want to make sure that the people we work with want to make sure that that's the last possible scenario when everything else is exhausted. Another great technology we have is a thing called manipulation under anesthesia, which I'm certified and been doing since 2006, where it's very common after a car accident and you tear these soft tissues to develop scar tissue and adhesions in along the spine, in the joints of the shoulders, the hips. And that scar tissue now restricts motion and creates pain chronically for a long time. So with manipulation under anesthesia, what we do is, in order to avoid surgery, we bring a patient into an ambulatory surgical center. The anesthesiologist gives them a little bit of anesthesia to put them in like kind of like a twilight sedation. And then we'll stretch the joint. It really should be called stretching under sedation because it's really stretching. We'll stretch the neck. We'll stretch the low back in different motions, the shoulders, the knees, whatever parts have adhesions built up. And we'll release those adhesions while they're in a twilight sedated state. And it's very common they wake up and say, oh, my God, I don't have pain anymore. And I haven't been able to move this since the accident.
So that person is like the person we're talking about earlier, that if you try doing that same treatment but not under that anesthesia because of all that scar tissue and adhesions, they very well could be in a lot of pain. Whereas
they'll try to knock you out.
Okay, so that person now is really got a result that they probably likely may never have had without that treatment, without that anesthesia in that case, because realistically they wouldn't be able to just sit there and accept that pain, right? I mean, it's normal if you're in pain, you're going to move or you're going to tell a person stop. So listen, you need to tell us how people can get a hold of you. We're going to have you back on the show again because you and I could talk forever. Really, you're a font of knowledge. So tell us how people get a hold of you and your practice. We got 47 seconds.
Okay, so you can reach us at 631-249-0011. Or you can go onto our website, Suffolk Physical Therapy and Chiropractic. You'll see both of our locations there, a vast wealth of knowledge on that website. Again, that's www.suffolkphysicaltherapyandchiropractic.com. And you can call me anytime, 631-249-0011. I'll be happy to answer any of your calls.
Well, that's great, Doc. And, of course, folks, you can get us at 631-654-4900, MyInjuryLI.com at 631-654-4900, or MyInjuryLI.com, and you're on our program from no fault of your own. We'll see you next week. Love to be able to help you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.